1 week from today, Turkey Day. And the American Farm Bureau Federation's 33rd annual survey of classic items found on the Thanksgiving Day dinner table, $48.90, less than $5 per person, 22 cents less than last year's average price. So I give thanks to farmers who are producing that food. I give thanks to Farm Bureau for doing this survey. And I give thanks to South Dakota Farm Bureau President Scott Vanderwall, who joins us now. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon, Mick. Glad to be back with you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm getting hungry for turkey already, and we're a week away. But
it's coming up pretty fast.
Yeah, for sure. Before then, though, we got to get to Rapid City for the 101st South Dakota Farm Bureau Annual Convention. You're going to be in the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center there, I see.
That's right. We'll be at the Rushmore Holiday Inn there, right beside the Civic Center. And that's a great location. Right now, the sun's out in Rapid City, the weather's nice, and hopefully we'll get a really good turnout.
Excellent. Well, all South Dakota Farm Bureau members, and you'd welcome a couple of Farmers Union members who want to show up just to spy on you, maybe? No. you do have, there are some folks who do belong to both, right?
Yeah, there are some. A lot of times it's for political reasons. Or they just want to be involved in both and watch the way both our organizations work and advocate for farm policy in their own way.
All right. Tell us what are some of the highlights for this year's annual Farm Bureau Convention in South Dakota.
Well, like you said, we're celebrating our 101st annual convention, which is really a follow-up to our centennial last year, and we're looking ahead and starting our next 100 years as South Dakota Farm Bureau. We've got our delegate session kicking off right away at the beginning of the convention. We're going to put our policies in place for this coming year with all the things that are going on in agriculture and in our country. So that's very, very important for people to be involved in that process. And then, of course, we've got some excellent speakers coming up on Saturday talking about markets and various issues within agriculture. Dale Moore from American Farm Bureau will be with us to give us an up-to-the-minute policy update on what's going on in Washington. And then, of course, our national president, Zippy Duval, will be with us as our keynote speaker at the banquet Saturday night.
I thought for sure you'd say in the highlight category would be Tyne Morgan coming.
Yes, we're really looking forward to her coming, too. And she's on a really tight schedule, so we will put her on Friday afternoon and looking forward to her presentation as well.
Yeah, she's got a great story, great presentation. Of course, Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Now, having the American Farm Bureau president coming to your convention, that was quite a score.
Yes, it was. And, of course, he's a good friend of mine, and he was actually supposed to come last year to our centennial. But then his son decided to get married, and when President Duval called me up to tell me he was going to have to change that, I said, well, Mr. President, it's simple. You need to change the wedding.
Yeah.
And he laughed and said that wasn't going to happen. So
yeah.
He's making it up to us and coming this year, and that'll be a great opportunity.
Yeah, well, there's the Montana senator who, missed a big vote there in D.C. His daughter got married. So, yeah, we forgive here a little bit there, so.
See, that's right. Those are family issues, and we're a family organization, and certainly respect that.
And the grassroots organization that you are, county farm bureaus have met, and some of the policy that they voted on will become state policy. It'll go into the book and then go to the American Farm Bureau Convention in January. So what are some of the policy additions you see this year, Scott?
Well, we've got some things in regard to wetland determinations. There are some issues that we have in South Dakota yet that we're working on. Also some tweaks on farm policy, supporting rolling back of regulations, things like that. And you know, we've got a lot of really good policy from other years. So really not a lot new, but just some tweaks. And as issues come up, that's what we deal with.
Yes. Now, your thoughts, I know you visit regularly with the folks in D.C. and Farm Bureau is working constantly, like Don Parrish, who's always working, and Dale Moore, I know he's in there bending the ear of the folks at in the House Ag and Senate Ag Committee working on this farm bill. Do you see a farm bill getting done before the first of the year?
Well, we're certainly optimistic, and what we're told is that the principal players in this, in other words, the House and Senate the committee chairman, Ag Committee chairman, as well as the ranking committee chairman from the other party, all desire to get this thing done. And we think maybe there may be a little more spirit of compromise. The big issue is the work requirements for SNAP. And certainly looking ahead to 2019 with the Democrats in control of the House, there may be have to have some give and take on that because the situation won't get any better going forward. So we would like to see that wrapped up this year because we're coming into loan renewal season where we need to know that a farm bill is in place. And for bankers' reasons, for renewing loans, that's very important to give agriculture some certainty and know that all those safety net aspects of the farm bill are in place.
What do you put any credence to the report yesterday that one of the snafus or one of the things that are going to hold up a farm bill would is the crop insurance payments to cooperatives? Does that hold any water?
Well, it might be an excuse to hold it up, but that's something that I think can be dealt with. It's just a kind of a fairness issue, and some people would think that's not fair. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are substantive that can hold it up, and then there are things that really should be able to be worked out if people just sit down and decide to make it happen.
All right. Well, many things to talk about at the South Dakota Farm Bureau 101st Annual Convention at right next to the Rushmore Plaza in Rapid City. You know, any excuse to go to Rapid City is a good reason, huh? So will you take folks walking up tomorrow morning?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Oh, well, can people register at the door?
Oh, yes, certainly. We've had a registration open for quite some time, but yes, they can come in and tell our folks at the registration table that they'd like to participate, and we'll certainly let them in.
All right, and the meetings and events go through Friday and Saturday night, big celebrating agriculture formal banquet, and Sunday reflections and a remembrance service. So a lot of good reasons to head to Rapid City, South Dakota Farm Bureau Annual Convention. Thank you very much, Scott, for the visit, and I hope you have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mick. Same to you.
All right, well, yep. Talk to you later.